Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Antigua and Barbuda, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 9, Steps Toward Independence, 1950 to 1967. The Winds of Change. The 1950s marked a decisive shift in Antigua and Barbuda's history, as the island moved closer to political self-determination. Decades of struggle by the working class, spearheaded by labor unions and political activists, had laid the foundation for profound social and political reform. While challenges persisted, the growing influence of organized labor and the emergence of political parties forced the colonial government to respond. This period saw Antigua make significant strides toward independence, culminating in the island's transition to associated statehood in 1967, a step that granted greater autonomy while maintaining ties to Britain. These years were defined by political awakening, grassroots activism, and the continued leadership of figures like Vere Cornwall Byrd, who championed the working class and pushed for reforms that would pave the way for full independence. The rise of the Antigua Labour Party, ALP. The Antigua Labour Party, ALP, formed in 1946 as the political arm of the Antigua Trades and Labour Union, ATLU, became the dominant force in Antiguan politics during this period. Under the leadership of Vere Cornwall Byrd, the ALP galvanized the working class population, calling for political representation, social reforms, and economic justice. Byrd's leadership style, rooted in his connection to the labor movement, resonated deeply with the majority of Antiguans. He understood the struggles of the people and used his platform to demand greater equity and opportunity. The ALP's growing influence was evident in the 1951 elections, which marked a turning point in Antiguan history. For the first time, all adults were granted the right to vote, ushering in a new era of political participation. The ALP won a decisive victory, securing a majority in the newly reformed Legislative Council. This victory represented more than a political shift. It was a triumph for the working class and a symbol of the growing power of the people. The fight for social reform. With the ALP in power, the 1950s and early 1960s were marked by significant efforts to address the social and economic challenges facing Antigua. Some of the key reforms during this period included education expansion. Recognizing the importance of education in breaking the cycle of poverty, the ALP invested in the construction of schools and expanded access to education for the working class. New initiatives were launched to provide literacy programs for adults and to ensure that every child had the opportunity to attend school. Labor rights. The government pushed for fairer labor practices, including improved wages and working conditions for plantation workers and urban laborers. The ALP's roots in the trade union movement ensured that the needs of workers remained a priority. Healthcare and housing. Efforts were made to improve healthcare access and public housing, addressing some of the long-standing inequalities that had persisted since emancipation. Clinics were built in rural areas, and housing initiatives aimed to provide affordable homes for low-income families. While these reforms marked significant progress, they were not without challenges. Limited resources, economic dependency on sugar production, and opposition from colonial authorities often hindered the government's ability to enact widespread change. Barbuda, a different path. While Antigua experienced political and social transformation, Barbuda followed a slightly different trajectory. The island's population remained small and largely independent, with a unique social structure based on communal land ownership. The Barbudans resisted the plantation system that had dominated Antigua, instead focusing on subsistence agriculture, fishing, and livestock farming. During this period, tensions occasionally arose between Barbuda and the central government in Antigua. Barbudans sought to maintain their autonomy, resisting attempts to integrate their island fully into Antigua's political and economic framework. This desire for independence would continue to influence Barbuda's relationship with Antigua in the decades to come. Steps toward constitutional reform. As the global tide of decolonization swept across the Caribbean, Britain began to reconsider its colonial relationships. The independence movements in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and other British colonies provided a blueprint for Antigua's own political aspirations. the colonial government introduced a series of constitutional reforms that gradually transferred power to elected representatives. In 1962, Antigua achieved full internal self-government, a milestone that granted the elected government control over most domestic affairs while Britain retained authority over defense, foreign policy, and constitutional matters. Vere Cornwall Byrd, now serving as chief minister, emerged as the island's leading statesman. His government worked tirelessly to prepare Antigua for the next stage of its political evolution, the Federation of the West Indies. Antigua briefly participated in the ill-fated West Indies Federation, a political union of British Caribbean colonies established in 1958. The federation aimed to promote regional cooperation and provide a pathway to independence for the member territories. However, internal divisions and economic disparities undermined the project, leading to its collapse in 1962. The federation's failure forced Antigua to reconsider its path to independence. While the dream of Caribbean unity remained alive, the focus shifted toward achieving autonomy as an individual nation, associated statehood, a step closer to independence. In 1967, Antigua took a significant step toward independence by becoming an associated state within the British Commonwealth. Under the new arrangement, Antigua gained full control over its internal affairs, while Britain retained responsibility for defense and foreign policy. The transition to associated statehood was celebrated as a major achievement, marking the culmination of decades of struggle and advocacy by the people of Antigua. For Vere Cornwall Byrd and the ALP, it was a validation of their leadership and their commitment to the working class. However, the road to full independence was not yet complete. Associated statehood was a compromise, and many Antiguans recognized that true freedom would only come when the island achieved full sovereignty. The spirit of resilience. Throughout this period, the people of Antigua demonstrated remarkable resilience and determination. The struggles of the past, the legacy of slavery, the hardships of the plantation economy, and the fight for political representation had forged a strong and united society. Music, culture, and religion continued to play an important role in shaping Antiguan identity. Calypso music, with its sharp social commentary, became a powerful tool for expressing the hopes, frustrations, and aspirations of the people. Carnival, now an established tradition, served as a vibrant celebration of freedom and cultural pride. Women, too, played a critical role during this time. Though often excluded from formal politics, women were active in education, community organizing, and labor movements. Their contributions, both visible and unseen, were essential to Antigua's progress. The road ahead. As Antigua entered the late 1960s, the momentum for full independence continued to build. The achievements of this period, universal suffrage, constitutional reform, and associated statehood, had laid the foundation for the island's next great milestone. While challenges remained, including economic dependency, social inequality, and political divisions, the people of Antigua were united in their desire for freedom and self-determination. The next chapter in their history would be one of courage, sacrifice, and triumph as they prepared to take their place as an independent nation on the global stage. Chapter 10, Full Independence Achieved, 1967 to 1981. The Journey Beyond Statehood. The achievement of associated statehood in 1967 marked a significant milestone in Antigua and Barbuda's political evolution. While it provided autonomy over internal governance, it was not the ultimate goal. Full independence, a nation free from colonial oversight, remained the aspiration of the Antiguan people. The years that followed would be defined by political maturation, economic struggles, and a collective determination to complete the journey toward self-determination. This period saw the consolidation of leadership under Vere Cornwall Byrd and the Antigua Labor Party, ELP. A government determined to guide Antigua toward independence. However, it was not without challenges. Economic reliance on sugar and tourism, political rivalries, and tensions with Barbuda tested the island's resolve. Through it all, the people of Antigua remained resilient, focused on a shared vision for freedom. Consolidation of leadership. Vere Cornwall Byrd, now premier under the associated statehood arrangement, continued to dominate the political landscape. As a champion of the working class, Byrd's leadership was grounded in his trade union roots. However, his tenure was not without controversy. Critics accused the ALP of heavy-handed governance and alleged corruption, but Byrd's popularity among the majority of Antiguans remained strong. During this time, Byrd focused on building institutions that would prepare Antigua for full independence. Efforts were made to strengthen education, healthcare, and infrastructure, while diplomatic ties were cultivated to position Antigua within the broader global community. Economic challenges and diversification. The Antiguan economy, still largely reliant on the declining sugar industry, faced significant challenges. Sugar production had been the backbone of the economy for centuries, but by the 1970s, it was clear that the industry was no longer sustainable. Global competition, falling prices, and exhausted soils forced many plantations to close. This economic decline hit rural workers hardest, exacerbating poverty and unemployment. To address these challenges, the government turned to tourism as a new economic driver. Antigua's pristine beaches, warm climate, and rich cultural heritage made it an attractive destination for travelers, particularly from North America and Europe. Investments in hotels, resorts, and tourism infrastructure began to transform the island's economy. By the late 1970s, tourism had overtaken sugar as Antigua's primary source of income, providing jobs and opportunities for many Antiguans. In addition to tourism, efforts were made to diversify the economy through fishing, light manufacturing, and financial services. While these industries provided some relief, Antigua remained vulnerable to external economic forces. Barbuda's struggle for autonomy. While Antigua moved steadily toward independence, tensions simmered with Barbuda. The people of Barbuda, fiercely protective of their communal land ownership system and independent way of life, were wary of being fully integrated into a nation dominated by Antigua. Barbudans accused the central government of neglecting their island's development while exploiting its resources, particularly its fisheries and lands. Calls for autonomy grew louder, with Barbudans demanding greater control over their local affairs. These tensions highlighted the need for a political solution that would balance Barbuda's unique identity with the vision of a unified, independent nation. Political maturation and challenges. As the 1970s progressed, Antigua's political landscape became more complex. The Antigua Labor Party remained the dominant force, but opposition movements began to gain momentum. Critics of the ALP, including the Progressive Labor Movement, PLM, led by George Walter, accused the government of corruption, mismanagement, and failing to address the needs of ordinary Antiguans. The rise of opposition parties reflected a growing political consciousness among the population. Debates over governance, economic policy, and independence energized Antiguan society, creating a more vibrant and competitive political environment. In 1971, the ALP suffered a surprising defeat in the general elections, with the PLM taking control of the government. George Walter's administration introduced reforms aimed at improving transparency and addressing economic inequalities. However, the PLM faced its own challenges, including economic difficulties and political infighting. By 1976, Vere Cornwall Byrd and the ALP returned to power, reaffirming Byrd's role as the key figure in Antigua's journey toward independence. The push for independence. As the 1970s drew to a close, the momentum for full independence became unstoppable. The global wave of decolonization had already transformed the political landscape of the Caribbean, with nations like Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados achieving independence in the 1960s. For Antigua and Barbuda, the time had come to take the final step. Negotiations with Britain intensified, with the ALP government pressing for full sovereignty. The process required careful planning to ensure that Antigua and Barbuda had the institutions, resources, and legal frameworks necessary to govern themselves as an independent nation. Vere Cornwall Byrd emerged as the leading voice in these negotiations, emphasizing the need for unity, stability, and progress. Despite ongoing tensions with Barbuda and political divisions at home, the vision of independence united the majority of Antiguans. Independence Day, November 1, 1981. On November 1, 1981, Antigua and Barbuda officially became an independent nation. The Union Jack was lowered, and the national flag of Antigua and Barbuda was raised for the first time, symbolizing the island's sovereignty and the triumph of its people's struggles. The new nation's flag, designed by Sir Reginald Samuel, captured the spirit of independence. The rising sun symbolized a new dawn of hope and opportunity. The black background represented the African heritage of the people. The red, white, and blue symbolized the strength, purity, and Caribbean Sea that surrounds the island. Across Antigua and Barbuda, celebrations erupted. Church services, parades, and cultural performances honored the sacrifices of past generations and looked forward to a future of self-determination. Vere Cornwall Byrd, now the first Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, addressed the nation with a message of unity and progress, declaring, "Today we stand as a free people, masters of our destiny, and architects of our future. A nation reborn." The achievement of independence was a monumental victory for Antigua and Barbuda, but it also marked the beginning of a new chapter filled with challenges and opportunities. The newly independent nation faced the task of building a sustainable economy, addressing social inequalities, and fostering national unity. Barbuda's concerns over autonomy remained a key issue, requiring careful negotiation to balance local governance with national unity. Politically, the ALP faced the responsibility of leading a nation through its formative years, while opposition parties continued to push for transparency and accountability. Economically, Antigua and Barbuda needed to solidify its tourism industry, diversify its economy, and improve infrastructure to support long-term growth. Education, healthcare, and social services became priorities as the government sought to fulfill the promises of independence. A triumph of resilience. The journey to independence had been long and arduous, shaped by centuries of struggle, resistance, and resilience. From the horrors of slavery to the injustices of the plantation economy, the people of Antigua and Barbuda had overcome immense challenges to claim their place as a sovereign nation. The spirit of the Antiguan and Barbudan people, rooted in unity, courage, and determination, had carried them to this historic moment. Independence was not just the end of colonial rule. It was a testament to the power of perseverance and the unshakable belief in freedom. A new dawn. As the people of Antigua and Barbuda looked toward the future, they did so with hope and pride. The foundations had been laid for a modern, independent nation, one that would honor its history, celebrate its culture, and chart its own course in the world. The stage was set for a new era, one in which the people of Antigua and Barbuda would stand as masters of their destiny, a free and united nation ready to embrace the challenges and opportunities of the future. Chapter 11. Independent Antigua and Barbuda, 1981-1990. A new nation rises. On November 1, 1981, Antigua and Barbuda stepped into the international arena as an independent nation. The achievement of sovereignty was a moment of great pride and optimism, but it also brought significant challenges. The transition from colonial rule to self-governance required strong leadership, economic restructuring, and social unity to fulfill the promises of independence. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Vere Cornwall Byrd, the government began the arduous task of building the institutions necessary for a modern state. The 1980s would become a decade of nation-building, political struggles, and economic experimentation as Antigua and Barbuda navigated its place in a rapidly changing global world. Nation building and governance. With independence came the need for a robust political and administrative framework. The Constitution of Antigua and Barbuda, adopted in 1981, established the nation as a parliamentary democracy within the Commonwealth of Nations. The system mirrored Britain's Westminster model, with a prime minister, cabinet, and bicameral parliament consisting of an elected House of Representatives and an appointed Senate. Vere Cornwall Byrd, as the country's first prime minister, sought to consolidate political stability while fostering national pride. His administration focused on building state institutions, including ministries for education, health, and public works, as well as strengthening the judiciary and civil service. However, Byrd's tenure was not without criticism. Allegations of corruption and favoritism began to surface, sparking debates over transparency and governance. Despite these criticisms, Byrd remained a central figure in Antiguan politics, revered by many as the father of the nation for his role in achieving independence. Economic priorities, tourism and diversification. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the 1980s, the economy remained a primary concern. The collapse of the sugar industry had forced the nation to pivot toward tourism as its economic lifeline. The government recognized the potential of Antigua's pristine beaches, crystal-clear waters, and warm climate to attract international visitors. Significant investments were made in the tourism sector. The development of hotels, resorts, and luxury accommodations. The expansion of V.C. Byrd International Airport to accommodate international flights. Promotional campaigns targeting North American and European markets. By the mid-1980s, tourism had become the dominant economic sector, providing jobs, attracting foreign investment, and driving infrastructure development. Antigua gained a reputation as a playground for the wealthy, drawing celebrities, yachtsmen, and affluent travelers. Events like Sailing Week, one of the premier regattas in the Caribbean, further cemented the island's status as a luxury destination. To reduce economic dependency on tourism, the government also explored diversification efforts. Investments in offshore financial services, positioning Antigua as a tax-friendly jurisdiction. Growth of the fishing and agriculture industries, though these remained secondary to tourism. Development of light manufacturing and export industries, such as electronics and textiles. While tourism brought wealth and employment opportunities, it also created economic vulnerabilities. The nation's heavy reliance on international visitors meant that external shocks, such as economic downturns in major markets, could severely impact Antigua's economy. Social development and education. Education and social welfare were cornerstones of nation-building efforts during the 1980s. Recognizing that a skilled and educated population was essential for long-term development, the government prioritized investment in schools, training programs, and literacy initiatives. Key achievements included the expansion of primary and secondary education, ensuring greater access for rural and urban communities alike. The establishment of technical and vocational schools to provide young people with practical skills. Scholarships for Antiguans to study abroad, particularly in the UK, Canada, and the United States. Healthcare also saw improvements, with investments in clinics, hospitals, and public health campaigns. Though progress was uneven, particularly in rural areas, these initiatives laid the foundation for a healthier and more educated society. Barbuda's continued quest for autonomy. Barbuda's relationship with the central government in Antigua remained contentious throughout the 1980s. Barbudans, deeply attached to their communal land ownership system and independent traditions, resisted efforts to centralize governance and economic control under Antigua. Tensions flared over issues such as land use and development, particularly proposals to expand tourism on Barbuda's pristine beaches. Political representation, with Barbudans feeling marginalized in decision-making processes. The Barbuda Council, established under the Constitution, served as a local governing body, giving Barbudans a degree of autonomy. However, disputes over resource allocation and governance persisted, highlighting the unique challenges of balancing national unity with Barbuda's local identity. Cultural renewal and identity. The 1980s were also a time of cultural renewal, as Antigua and Barbuda sought to define their national identity in the post-independence era. Music, festivals, and art became powerful expressions of pride and heritage, uniting the people in celebration of their history and culture. Carnival, already a vibrant tradition, took on new significance as a celebration of independence. The festival featured calypso competitions, steel pan performances, and elaborate masquerade parades, showcasing the creativity and resilience of Antiguan and Barbudan culture. Calypso and emerging genres like soca became vehicles for social commentary, with musicians addressing issues such as poverty, corruption, and national unity. Artists like King Short Shirt and Swallow gained prominence, their songs reflecting the struggles and aspirations of the people. Challenges of a young nation. While Antigua and Barbuda made significant strides during its first decade of independence, the nation faced considerable challenges. Corruption in governance. Allegations of nepotism and mismanagement undermined trust in the government, sparking calls for greater transparency and accountability. Economic inequality. While tourism brought wealth to some, many Antiguans, particularly in rural areas, continued to face poverty and limited opportunities. Dependence on tourism. The reliance on a single industry left the economy vulnerable to external shocks, highlighting the need for diversification. Despite these challenges, Antigua and Barbuda's first decade as an independent nation was a time of optimism and determination. The struggles of the past had forged a resilient society, capable of overcoming adversity and building a brighter future. A nation coming of age. By the end of the 1980s, Antigua and Barbuda had firmly established itself as a sovereign nation. The foundations for growth and development had been laid, and the people of the Twin Islands were united in their quest to build a prosperous and equitable society. The leadership of Vere Cornwall Byrd and the Antigua Labour Party had guided the nation through its formative years, but new voices and challenges would soon emerge. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the next decade, the journey of nation-building would continue, shaped by the hopes, struggles, and dreams of its people. Chapter 12, Environmental and Cultural Preservation, 1990 to 2000. A growing awareness of preservation. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the final decade of the 20th century, the Twin Island nation found itself at a crossroads. While economic development, particularly through tourism, had brought prosperity to many, it also came at a cost. Environmental degradation and growing concerns over the preservation of cultural heritage. Recognizing the need to strike a balance between progress and sustainability, this era marked the beginning of significant initiatives to protect both the natural environment and cultural identity of the islands. With a rising global awareness of environmental challenges and the increasing value placed on heritage tourism, the 1990s saw Antigua and Barbuda begin to prioritize conservation. Efforts to safeguard the island's natural beauty and cultural traditions were championed by local leaders, environmental activists, and cultural ambassadors determined to preserve the nation's legacy for future generations. Environmental challenges and initiatives. Tourism, while the backbone of Antigua and Barbuda's economy, placed immense pressure on the environment. The rapid expansion of hotels, resorts, and coastal developments led to deforestation, the destruction of wetlands, and the degradation of fragile marine ecosystems, particularly coral reefs. The government, recognizing the need for action, began implementing policies to promote environmental conservation. Establishment of protected areas. Several ecologically significant areas were declared protected to preserve their biodiversity. These included Nelson's Dockyard National Park, Codrington Lagoon in Barbuda, and offshore islands critical for nesting seabirds and marine life. Coastal and marine conservation. Initiatives were launched to protect coral reefs, mangroves, and seagrass beds. Programs aimed to educate the public on the importance of marine ecosystems, particularly their role in supporting fisheries and tourism. Combating deforestation. Efforts to replant trees and protect forests gained momentum, with a focus on preserving Antigua's green spaces and improving water retention in a largely arid environment. International partnerships also played a critical role. Environmental organizations, such as the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, and regional bodies like the Caribbean Conservation Association, CCA, provided support and funding for preservation efforts. Barbuda, a haven of natural beauty. Barbuda emerged as a focal point for environmental preservation. The island's untouched landscapes, including pristine beaches, lagoons, and mangrove forests, made it a haven for wildlife and a draw for ecotourism enthusiasts. The Codrington Lagoon, home to one of the largest frigate bird sanctuaries in the Western Hemisphere, became a symbol of Barbuda's commitment to conservation. However, Barbuda also faced pressures from proposed developments, particularly large-scale tourism projects. Barbudans, fiercely protective of their communal land ownership system, resisted these efforts, advocating for sustainable and locally driven approaches to economic growth. Their efforts underscored the delicate balance between development and preservation. Cultural heritage and national identity. While environmental preservation gained traction, equal attention was given to the protection and celebration of Antigua and Barbuda's cultural heritage. The 1990s saw a renewed focus on the island's traditions, history, and artistic expressions, driven by the recognition that cultural identity was a cornerstone of national pride. Preservation of historical sites. Efforts were made to restore and maintain key historical landmarks. Nelson's Dockyard, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, was revitalized as a premier example of maritime history and a major cultural attraction. The preservation of colonial-era churches, sugar mills, and fortifications became a priority, showcasing Antigua and Barbuda's history of resilience and resistance. Carnival and cultural festivals. Carnival, the annual celebration of freedom and creativity, grew in prominence during the 1990s. The festival, featuring calypso, steel pan music, and elaborate masquerade parades, became an international draw while serving as a platform for local artists and musicians. The creativity of Antiguan performers during this time, including calypsonians like King Shortshirt and Arrow, helped elevate the country's musical legacy to a global audience. The arts and storytelling. Local artists, writers, and historians began to gain recognition for their work in preserving and promoting Antiguan and Barbudan culture. Oral traditions, storytelling, and folk art were celebrated as essential elements of the island's heritage, connecting younger generations to the struggles and triumphs of their ancestors. Tourism and sustainable development. With tourism continuing to dominate the economy, the 1990s saw the rise of ecotourism as an alternative to traditional mass tourism. Ecotourism initiatives focused on showcasing Antigua and Barbuda's natural beauty while minimizing environmental impact. Key developments included guided tours of protected areas, such as Nelson's Dockyard and Barbuda's bird sanctuaries, promotion of hiking trails, snorkeling, and sustainable fishing practices, collaboration with local communities to ensure that tourism revenues benefited the people and supported conservation projects. These initiatives reflected a growing understanding that sustainable tourism was not only beneficial for the environment, but also for long-term economic stability. The role of education and activism. Education played a vital role in fostering environmental and cultural awareness. Schools began incorporating environmental studies into their curricula, teaching students about conservation, biodiversity, and the importance of protecting the island's natural resources. Environmental activism also gained traction, led by grassroots organizations and community leaders. Campaigns to protect endangered species, reduce pollution, and promote sustainable agriculture mobilized citizens to take an active role in preservation. Notable efforts included the work of the Environmental Awareness Group, EAG, a local organization that spearheaded conservation initiatives and public education campaigns. Through their efforts, awareness of Antigua and Barbuda's environmental challenges and opportunities grew significantly. Challenges in balancing development and preservation. While progress was made in environmental and cultural preservation, significant challenges remained. Economic pressures often clashed with conservation goals, as developers pushed for projects that prioritized short-term gains over long-term sustainability. Issues such as pollution, overfishing, and habitat destruction continued to threaten the island's ecosystems. In Barbuda, debates over land use and large-scale tourism projects highlighted the tensions between development and the desire to preserve local traditions. Despite these challenges, the 1990s laid a foundation for a growing commitment to sustainability. The government, local communities, and international partners began to recognize that the nation's natural and cultural resources were its most valuable assets, deserving of protection and careful management. A legacy of preservation. As Antigua and Barbuda entered the new millennium, the efforts of the 1990s had set important precedents for environmental and cultural preservation. The island's leaders, activists, and citizens demonstrated a growing awareness of the need to balance development with sustainability. The legacy of this period was a renewed sense of pride in Antigua and Barbuda's identity, its natural beauty, its rich history, and its vibrant culture. These efforts ensured that future generations would inherit a nation that honored its past while embracing the possibilities of the future. The road forward. The 1990s were a pivotal decade in Antigua and Barbuda's history, a time when the Twin Island nation began to take meaningful steps towards safeguarding its environment and cultural heritage. The lessons learned during this period would prove invaluable as the nation faced the challenges of the 21st century. With its breathtaking landscapes, resilient people, and rich traditions, Antigua and Barbuda stood as a testament to the power of preservation. As the new millennium dawned, the nation was poised to build on its successes, ensuring that its natural and cultural treasures would endure for generations to come.